What do you got, Bruce?
All right. Well, I want to go back to Alan when you're talking about topping down your referral sources. So you've been calling these people for a number of weeks or months, and then they realize that you're not calling them anymore. So you're not calling them anymore because they haven't been properly referring you or referring you at all.
Correct.
But is this a mutual thing? Are you referring them and they're not referring you, or are you not referring them either?
I typically try and start the relationship with referring them something. If I can. Now, PNC guys, those are easy. Just your next client, hey, go see Paul. He'll take great care of you.
If that's so are not you just giving them Paul's name, or are you calling Paul and say, Paul, I need you to call this?
Both. I'm giving them all of Paul's contact information, and then I'm calling
so
Paul.
So these
to
are
say,
people that you have been properly referring, and they're not referring you back.
Correct.
All right.
How
so
many
you
of those
are,
guys have
you are
have
reciprocating
called me?
On that then?
Yes. How many of those guys have called me back when I stopped calling them? Zero.
Right.
They don't value the relationship. You know people like that, right? We all do.
We all do.
The reality is, and we just talked about this in the last class, it doesn't take that many to earn a very, very strong living, right? It takes 15 accounts, in my opinion. So maybe some of you were in the class last, maybe not. How many of you guys do not have 15 accounts that refer you four or more? Raise your hand. Okay? So that's all we're looking for. That's why we're doing these exercises. P.S., by the way, you just need to kiss a lot of frogs, find the right ones, find the mix of who you work with really well, and you'll start being able to spot them a lot easier. The reason why we do the greatness tracker over and over and over again is because, A, we got to get in the habit of doing the amount of activity that it takes, right? That's the first step. Second step is now getting good at the meetings, right? Because how many of you guys have been doing the greatness tracker a couple years? You go in and knock the ball out of the park when you do a coffee, whereas when you first started, you just showed up and did a coffee, right? So I'm serious. Like, yeah. Oh, well, I did a coffee.
Yeah.
So the point is you got to up your game, and then you start going, well, I'm not even going to coffee unless it's this type of person because it won't be productive. Yeah, we can have a great time, and it could be flowery, and it could be fun and whatever, but it's not the right person. There's not that match, right? Because now when I know now who jives with me, right? I just do. And so when I meet them or we're in a transaction, I need to meet that person. I know that we're going to jive good together. And I like a control freak. That's fine. In the beginning, they're going to be up your butt about every little detail until they get to know your team. So I will let somebody do that to me probably for three transactions. And if they're like that the fourth, fifth, and sixth, I will fire them. Because if they're never going to trust, then I don't want to go that far. But I want a control freak in the sense that they care that much about the experience that they want a really good team. Because they're not going to put up with a bunch of crap from everybody else, right? So we talked about our top 40. I would say for me, I will leave somebody on there at least 6 months. You know, for a lender, it's a little easier to come by with a realtor, at least a lead, right? So some of these people, I love them and they love me. But if it's a zero, I'm going to still say hi, and I'm still going to love them, but I do not want to call them every week.
Do you have a set entry barrier for realtors?
No. I think this is what's interesting. I just had lunch with two new real estate agents on Friday. They're new in that they're 9 months in the business. I had so much fun with these two guys because they are hungry. I mean, they're doing four open houses a week, every single week, and their goal is to get 12 names, and they're following up, and they're putting them on a drip, and they are so pumped. Those are the guys I want to work with. I want to help those guys make their first $60,000, their first $100,000, their first $150,000. I don't care that they're new. The trouble is they sometimes won't get how good we are and that we're in the business this long. We have a team, and we follow up. But I want to work with people that are hungry and passionate. That's what he said. That's kind of my barrier of entry because they speak my language. When I walk fast and talk fast and this and that, they go, yeah. The people that are kind of, ooh, slow, I just can't get, you know, it just doesn't work out, right? All right. So let's talk about your favorite past clients. So I think this is an interesting list to put together because most of us, let's be honest, are transactional. We work our butts off during a transaction, especially your realtors. You see them, you drive them around, you do all these kind of things. Then they close, and you have to move on to the next deal. And a lot of times, you never touch them, right? Maybe they go in the drip or the database or whatever the case is, hopefully. But how did you start, when you were first challenged to do this, put a top 50 client list together?
Sure. So I went back to my last 12 lead trackers. And I have a very, very warm business. And I looked at every single PCR that I'd received over the last 12 months. Those people immediately went on the list. It was about 32, 33 people. So then I went back through my entire database of past clients and tried to find the people that were that had the ability to refer me, whether it was due to their profession or due to their status in this community or whatever. But I filled that 50 pretty easily. If you start with your database of people that have referred you, just look back at, I mean, I've got 3 years worth of lead trackers I can go in a drawer and pull out. If I really wanted to go back and look at 3 straight years of PCRs, I could probably fill 100. But I wanted to keep it more fresh, so I just did 12 months. But that's where I started. PCRs, people that will refer you. Those are the best clients. That's what Rick said, right? Somebody's willing to refer you. That means they know, loved, and trusted you, right?
So, Alan, you've got new students in the room that aren't being coached, that haven't done a lead tracker, that have no idea who's referred them or not.
Okay.
How do they get a list of 50 together, and do they need to start with 50, or do they slowly build it? What would you recommend?
I would say slowly build it. Look back at the last few, you know, however long you can look back, and what transactions you had fun with. Who are the clients that you meshed well with? We all have clients that we don't necessarily care to talk to anymore. It was just a pain in the butt deal. But there's plenty of clients out there that when the thing was over, you were like, man, that was fun. That was a fun transaction. Find those people first. Just like my top favorite 50 people, I started with 20-something. I started with 15 and slowly but surely have just gotten it to 35. So you got to be very tactical. You can't just put a bunch of names on it and say, I've got my list. I got my 50 people. I'm good. Because it's not going to work. If you're honest with yourself and you're honest with your business, you're going to be very tactical about who's on it and how long they get to stay on it.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what to say when you guys call them, okay? So we're going to partner up and we're going to role play. So let's first talk that we're going after top 50 favorite people, okay? So you're going to be calling a financial planner, whether you're a realtor or a lender, and you're going to set the meeting, okay? Now, you might have gotten the lead because you're doing an All About You form. And the All About You form at the bottom says, do you have a great financial planner, yes or no? Rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. You got the lead from a borrower, you're calling the borrower. You might have also met them at a Rotary meeting or at the country club. You might have been referred to them from another professional business person. So you find an insurance rep that you love, and you guys are going to networking events together, and you're going to work this thing together. He refers you to somebody. There's a bunch of different ways to find people, right? You got to start profiling, figuring out who are the people, where are they at, how am I going to chase them down, what are they into, you know, the baseball thing. Are they into football? Are they into baseball? Are they, you know, what is going to take for me to get in front of some of these successful people? Okay, now you got their name. What the heck are you going to say when you call them, right?